Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. Always a privilege filling in for my girl, Tara. Much to get to. Want to mention that coming up after the Tara Show, very excited. A voice and a name very familiar to all of you. Straight Talk with Bill Frady premieres right after the Tara Show. 10 to noon today. Bill Frady will be joining us in a few minutes. Is that great news or what, Lee?
Absolutely. Bill's a great guy.
He is a great guy. I've heard him filling for Tara many, many times. And looking forward to talking with him about this stuff. So, you know, as we get closer and closer to potentially Trump being arrested, I just, more and more people are saying that they didn't really care maybe about Trump, but they were ready to go with somebody else in 2024. But you know what? All this is going to do is strengthen his base, fire him up, and maybe get him some more support.
Yeah. I just talk about throwing gasoline on the fire. Sometimes I just don't understand what these liberal operatives think that they're doing. It just I don't get it. You're not going to accomplish your goal.
Yeah, you know, no matter what they've tried to throw at Trump, the people who hate him have said what? Everybody goes back into their same corners.
Yeah.
The people who hate him say, yeah, see, I told you he was blank, 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 blank. And the people who love him go, that's my guy. And have they changed one mind in 6 years
And the thing is, every time they think they've got him, they haven't. It's been false. So every time you start, oh, we got him now, we got him now, we got him now. I mean, look at what Swalwell and Shifty Shift were saying all this time. And you know, the 17 intelligence agencies and the 51 former heads of the CIA or whatever, all of them.
Yeah.
No.
2 years of Mueller and Liz Cheney and everything else.
Kinzinger,
this is like,
you know?
Yeah, it's like trying to pin down Jell-O.
Yeah.
It does
nothing but make a mess.
Listen, Trump's got his faults. We all know that.
Oh, yeah.
But this thing is so ridiculous. And if I'm a New Yorker, I'm screaming. And I wouldn't even want this if it were somebody that I didn't agree with politically.
I mean, if it was AOC, I'd still say, you know, the heck with it. I mean, you've got more important things to go after.
Well, they're supposed to, and they don't, and that's the problem. They're, you know, instead of, you know, focusing on Hunter Biden. But see, they think people are going to forget about the Biden crime family. They really do. They think if they can try to get, they just want to get that one picture of Trump being fingerprinted or put in handcuffs.
Yeah.
And what's the woman's name who's accused him of the, I'm not even going to give her the airtime, of the dressing room. Let's not even mention her. Remember the one woman who says he assaulted her in a dressing room years and years ago?
No.
Remember that?
No.
So there are people on Twitter who are screaming they want his DNA. See, if they arrest him, supposedly, according to these people on Twitter who hate him, they'll get his DNA. So, aha, that'll prove. I mean, come on. I just feel sorry for people who spend all of their time hating any particular politician. Isn't there more to life than that?
Yes, there is. There is much more to life than that. And it's just like I always say here, I'm about the message, not the messenger. You know, if you're truly into these issues that you talk about, deal with the message, deal with the policy. Don't get hung up on the personalities.
Right. They do. And, I was mad at Trump. I talked about this on my own show on Sunday night a week or so ago when Trump was cheering Kellyanne Conway's divorce. Okay,
no,
listen,
I wouldn't
want to be married to George Conway, but you don't really know what goes on with two people. How could you possibly, right?
Yeah.
Maybe she was hell on earth to live with.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the truth is, for Trump to be cheering about anybody's divorce, that just didn't sit right with me.
Exactly.
Because they've got, what, is it three or four? I think it's four kids they've got between them, right?
Right.
And I read her book. I read it that it came out, matter of fact. And, of course, it's her perception of everything. And I've always had a lot of respect for her because I used to do a lot of cable news hits, and I know how hard that is to do and be very concise in a short period of time and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I have a lot of respect for her. But the thing is, for Trump to cheer that she's getting rid of this guy. And now the kids are going to have two Christmases. You know, their lives are, I'm a child of divorce. I get it. And I didn't like that. And so a conservative is not supposed to cheer anybody's divorce. You can say, well, okay, I can see why things fell apart. Or the best thing to do is not comment on it because you don't know what the truth is.
Right, exactly.
So when I disagree with Trump, I'll say it. But the idea that they just continue to attack and attack and attack him, and all it does every single time is strengthen him. Yep. That's all it does.
Absolutely.
And it strengthens the resolve of Trump supporters, which is fascinating to watch.
Yeah.
You think they're going to show up in New York in droves? I read a story yesterday. It was like 700 cops or something they're going to have there
I'm not surprised. And listen, it would not surprise me at all if there's already a convoy headed up that direction. You know, because these people, they live and breathe Trump. I mean, there's some that do. Now, listen, I'm like you. You know, if the guy's a nominee, okay. But, you know, at a certain level, there's, once again, I'm about the message, not the messenger.
I am, too. And I don't put my trust in politicians, any politicians. Yeah. I don't revere politicians. No. I know too many of them. I don't revere them at all. And some of them, I think, genuinely want to be good public servants. I know some of these people.
I know a few of them, too. And there's some from this area that I do have a lot of, I won't say faith, but confidence in.
Right. Because they're going to do their, you know, they're going to do their best for you.
Yeah.
And then there are others, most of them, who, I mean, the thing about politicians is they don't have a lot of self-awareness.
True.
They don't. And another thing that I see a lot of conservative politicians do is they don't necessarily seem to have the family values that they should. You know, for example, when your family's having a lot of problems, and there was a politician up in Missouri, in St. Louis, where I do my show in that area, who had a big, messy family divorce. I don't know all the details. Nobody does. You don't live there. You don't know, right? Mm-hmm. But it was public, and the kids were having to go and do depositions. Yeah. Okay, now that's a problem. I never had to do that as a child of divorce, all right? Yeah. And then this guy's running for Senate.
Yeah.
And he's a Republican. I'm thinking, no, you need to be home, my friend, fixing what's wrong with your kids. Yeah. I don't know about your marriage. I can't fix that. None of my business.
Right.
But you need to fix what's happening with your children.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be benefited by you being in the Senate. And that's something you have. It's a crazy story out of Vegas. This woman, her daughter a year ago, a Republican, her daughter a year ago or so, murdered her her ex-husband along with her boyfriend. Okay, they laughed about it on video. Oh, sliced and diced and set him on fire. Pretty aggressive. Okay, now I don't know all the family dynamics. I know some of it, but I'm not even going to go there, okay? But you don't know the truth of every aspect of it. But it was a messy divorce for a long time and da-da-da-da. Okay. Now, most people, if that happened, and your daughter was now serving 22 years to life, I think, most people would probably say, you know, I think I need to stay closer to home. I think I need to focus on my other kids because now I'm the only parent they have, right? But you know what she's doing? She's running for Congress. I'm not trying to judge. I guess I already have. I'm just making the point that if conservatives don't keep their families together, if conservatives don't focus on their families, and you know, they're supposedly all about family values, if conservatives aren't doing that, then who's left to do it? That's the point.
Yeah.
You know, and you could talk about Trump and his history and marriages and all that. I'm not focused on everybody's personal life, but I'm saying that there are things that are more important than politics. And back to your point about politicians, some of whom you really trust and respect, or not necessarily trust, but you have more respect for than others. Yes, but there are people who are chasing their ego.
Yeah.
They're narcissistic, and they don't care about their family. If their family goes to pot, they don't care. They just want to be in office. And so there's a lot of that, and people get disgusted with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And quite honestly, it is fodder for their opponents as well, because they can look at, you know, point to them and say, see, you sit here and say that you're wanting to do this. You're wanting to pass these laws, this legislation, these ordinances to regulate our behavior, but yet you behave just exactly the opposite.
Exactly right. You want to pass these laws, or you want to tell me that, you know, you want to wag your finger at me, and then you're cheating on your wife, or you're cheating on your taxes, and you're doing those other things. Exactly right.
As it
and
says,
not that,
remove the plank from thine own eye before you worry about the splinter in your brother's eye.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And it's frustrating because, listen, what you can't do, and I don't want to hear, I mean, a lot of people I know have done this. You don't want to pull away. You don't want to give up, because if you stay home, if you don't vote, you give the other side a free vote. I won't do that.
No. As disgusted as I may be, I'm showing up every time, whether it's a primary, whether it's a runoff, whether it's a general election, I'm going to be there.
Yeah, I'm going to be heard, man. Maybe my vote gets thrown in the trash.
Yeah,
I don't,
but
I don't know. But at least I'm going to go down and make an effort. And that's one of the things I think that the left is pushing, too. They're trying to push this narrative.
Absolutely.
Well, they're trying to feed the narrative to the right that, they're allowing that to get out, that information about a weird election, because that way the right will just say, the heck with it, I'm not going to bother anymore. We can't do that, folks. Can't do that. Got to stay engaged. Got to stay engaged. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Tara. Coming up, Bill Frady, whose show, Straight Talk with Bill Frady, premieres today right after the Tara show. He'll be joining us right after the break.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Always a privilege to be filling in for my girl, Tara. Usually I do Charlie James. Don't do Tara's show that often, because usually when you hear somebody besides Tara, you hear the voice of Bill Frady, who's now got his own show here, 10 a.m. to noon, right after Tara's show. It's called Straight Talk with Bill Frady. He joins us right now. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, I guess. I'm trying to rev up, get ready to go, you know. Hit it hard. Boom. That kind of thing.
My husband always says, get out of her way. She's in prep mode.
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit like having your windows blacked out, except you're on the final approach of an airport. You know, it's a white knuckle moment, you know, and you're getting into the white knuckle moment. So
I don't think people realize when I get ready to go on the air, I have so many things swirling through my head. I mean, I have things I want to talk about, things I'll plan to talk about, and then other things that might come up, you just never know, or things that are swirling around in the background all the time. People don't realize that about us.
Well, it really becomes a game of in that lead, in that build up to it, right? Where you're saying, okay, this is what I want to put forth. This is what I want to put out there. This is what I want to do. And then you get a phone call or a text or something, and it becomes organic, and then it starts to take on a life of its own. And then that really groovy, cool, deep idea that you had gets lost. Lost in the show.
Yeah,
after you're off the air, you're like, oh, I forgot to say that.
Oh, isn't that true? Isn't that absolutely true? I get a lot of good texts on the text line. I get some bad ones, but I can take it. I'm a big girl, but it's always interesting. What do you got coming up when you're first? Now, you've done Lock and Load for a long time. People should know that about you. I think they do, right?
Well, if they don't, I don't know what happened.
Are you still going to be doing that too?
Yes, I'm going to have very full days. It's still not going to be like I'm digging ditches, but I'm looking for a throat spray company to invest in.
Okay, I'll tell you what's the best thing that I ever used when I used to sing for a living. It's called Throat Coat. Have you ever heard of it? Throat Coat.
Throat Coat.
Throat,
no.
Throat Coat Tea. Throat Coat Tea. Get some. Get it at the grocery store. Throat Coat. Two words. It's the greatest stuff ever. Used to get me through a lot of nights. Okay, so what do you got coming up today on Straight Talk with Bill Frady today, right after the Tara Show?
Well, I'm fascinated by this idea that we're going to arrest a former president.
Right.
And I know that's sort of on hold right now, because I've heard there's another Now there's a surprise witness coming out for the grand jury. But just the mere idea that dude lives in the head of the leftist so rent-free that they just can't – I mean, he's out of there. You stole the election from him. Yeah, sure, Joe Biden got 81 million votes. I believe that. I'm sure he got more votes than Barack Obama. He ran such a better campaign. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, but he's gone. He's out of there. And, you know, it's not enough that you already have the Matlock Marathon main watching guy in the White House. You still got to go after Trump. What's the deal? Why does Trump scare you so bad? So that sort of fascinates me. I'm looking at a couple of local things. The city of Greenville continues to have the echoes of the lockdown continue to affect it in the downtown. And it's just a shame the way, you know, looking back at it, the over the top response we got to what turns out, you know, to be just a little bit worse than the flu.
Yeah, it was interesting because
I had me there for a while.
Well, you know what? I think a lot of people, you know, were concerned at first about COVID, but I think obviously the lockdowns and things were nuts. I spent the last week here. I'm here in Southern California today because my mom was in the hospital with COVID. And then when she went in the hospital, her husband got COVID. I've been in a house for a week with two people with COVID. I'm fine. I'm not advocating that people do that, but I'm fine. Whatever happened to natural immunity and the idea of that, right?
Well, I mean, they had me in the beginning because it was new and I was in Vegas when in 2020 at SHOT Show.
Oh, yeah.
And oh my, the Chinese, they come to SHOT Show. So I caught COVID at SHOT Show in 2020 when they didn't know that it was actually COVID. And boy, it was rough. But, I mean, it wasn't any rougher than the flu. You know, they had me there for a while with all the comorbidity stuff. And, of course, we want to keep old people safe and yes, sure. I'm sure this could happen when a pangolin kisses a bat. I'm absolutely positive that was the case. But all that stuff withstanding, you know, now I sit back and I'm like, wow. Fear. It's like Rick James used to say when he would say cocaine is a really powerful drug. Fear is a powerful drug.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It will drive some low info people to I don't know.
That's true. I'm Heidi Harrison for Tara today, speaking with Bill Frady, whose new show, Straight Talk with Bill Frady, premieres right after Tara. You know, the thing, Bill, for me was if you had asked me before this whole COVID thing happened to put my friends in two categories, you know, these people will be the scaredy cats and these people will actually think it through. People I never would have thought were being the scaredy cat column got right in there, right in line with everything the CDC was saying, not asking questions. Did you see the same thing?
I did. I mean, I still see it today. I mean, I'll be driving around here and, you know, the upstate of South Carolina is sort of weird because we can have all four seasons in a week. And so, but a lot of times it'll be a nice day and, you know, you can ride around with the window down and just enjoy the fresh air or the pollen, whichever is your favorite flavor. And I still see people driving around with the windows up with a mask on.
I know.
And it's like the COVID cloud, whatever they believe about the COVID, whatever they think is actually like, it can crawl up a table. It can crawl up your arm. It's almost, you aren't a cat person, are you? Cause I've always thought cats are evil. They get you when you're sleeping. It's almost like COVID is a cat.
Right. I actually heard somebody say the other day, Bill, that if somebody went to a person's house who had COVID, or let me get this back. So if a person with COVID went over to somebody's house and they had dogs, that those dogs potentially could transfer the COVID to the virus, somehow carry it to people. I mean, this is the kind of craziness I've heard.
Well, I mean, you know, we had survived, 12 pandemics up to the point of this pandemic. The United States had been through 12 pandemics up to that point. And, you know, during the real summer of love in 68, they had Woodstock.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that have been a mass spreader event?
Yep. You would have thought so.
You consider that to be a spreader event back in those days? And I think we had the Hong Kong flu going on then, as I recall.
Oh, I thought you were talking about something else. That's a spreader event. No, well, I get your
I
point.
I might have been, but I'm trying to, you know.
I know, you're trying to be nice. I get it. All right, I got to let you go. I got to take a break. Listen, Bill, I'm excited about your new show, Straight Talk with Bill Frady, coming up right after the Tara Show. Good luck, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for being here. Thanks. I'm Heidi.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Harrison for Tara. Sitting in this great station. I want to mention, I was going to say 106.3 Word, but that's changing here pretty quickly. So pay attention here. If you haven't heard this yet, you need to. 106.3 Word is moving to the left a little bit, just on the dial, not politically, to 98.9 FM. This happens March 28th. Okay, so next week, Tuesday at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be great. Now, why are we doing this? Because we'll have 100,000 watts to cover the Carolinas, which is huge. This is a big deal. So at 9 a.m. Tuesday, March 28th, 106.3 will become News Talk 98.9 WORD, the voice of the Carolinas. That's 98.9, 98.9, 98.9. Put it in your phone. Make a note. Send yourself a message, an email, whatever, so you don't miss it. It's going to be huge. Very exciting day. Looking here at a column by Greg Jarrett at Fox News, and he's got a great analysis of the situation with Trump being arrested. And by the way, I just tweeted this out. If you follow me on Twitter, Heidi Harris Show is how you find me. Why is it Heidi Harris Show? Because I have my own show on a different Odyssey station. That's why. Anyway, Heidi Harris Show and on Twitter. So I'm just going to give you the best principle. He says, the great irony, reading this column, he says, the great irony is that Bragg, this is the DA there, has spent most of his tenure in office downgrading felonies to misdemeanors. Now he wants to upgrade a misdemeanor to a felony because his target's name is Trump. His selective prosecution is an affront to the principle of equal justice under the law. Absolutely true. But, you know, what have we seen over the last few years? We've seen them go after Trump with absolutely no evidence. They don't care. And he could try to file charges and put him in front of some New York jury. And, you know, will he be convicted in front of a New York jury? Probably. A bunch of liberals who hate Trump. It's all about jury selection. Everybody says that, right? And remember, people don't care if there's any truth involved in it. Nobody cares about that. Did he actually do it? Are these charges accurate? They don't care. I hate Trump, therefore. That's how they feel. And I've never understood that. You know, I'm the kind of person that even if I don't necessarily agree with your politics, or let's say, for example, you were on the stand and you were being accused of a crime, I may or may not like you. I was on a jury once. Luckily, it was just a civil case. I didn't like the one lawyer at all. I just didn't. The other one was much nicer. But the one I didn't like had the better case. That's the truth. The facts were on his side. So I didn't let my personal opinions, and I know sometimes jurors do that, I did not let my personal opinions affect the decision that I made and the whole jury made. It's funny, too, because they made me the forewoman. I didn't want to do it. Foreman. I didn't want to do it. I said, no. They said, yeah, it's you. I said, oh, boy. And I've been talking on the radio for 25 years, and to stand up in court, and the judge says, have you reached a decision? And I had to stand up. Yes, Your Honor, we have. Scary being in court. It's very serious. But there are a lot of people who, they don't care about the truth. They don't care. I'll tell you a story. Years ago, I was almost on another jury, and it was a, criminal case. And what happened was there were some kids in town, some well-to-do white kids who were kind of terrorizing a community. And they were throwing rocks at cars and things like that. And they threw a boulder. Somebody threw a boulder through the windshield of a car. I mean, I don't mean a boulder, but like a rock at least the size of a football or bigger through the windshield of a car. Now, you have to know when you do that. You have to know what's going to happen or potentially happen. And they hit this kid and they disfigured this beautiful little 17-year-old kid. Disfigured for life as a result of this rock, okay? So the only kid who went to trial, everybody else pled out. One kid went to trial. And they have me in the jury box, and they're talking to people, you know, interviewing you. Can you be fair about this? Da-da-da-da-da. Okay. And they'd asked me, because they knew what I did for a living. They said, have you, have you ever talked about this case on your show? And I said, yes, I have. But I've never talked about this particular person. I don't know anything about him. And I did mention, I used the word associates, even though the media was using the word gang. This white gang of kids. And I said, I've talked about the situation, but I've not talked about him. I've talked about his associates, but not him. Because I want to make sure not to prejudice the jury. So anyway, they ultimately took me off the jury because I guess they figured I'd probably find this kid innocent. Well, here's what happened. There was a woman sitting on the in the jury box. If you've ever been through this process, you know how this goes, sitting next to me. And they said, do you think you could judge him fairly? And this woman said, no, I just feel so bad for that kid. In other words, hang on a second. She felt so bad for the child who was injured that she couldn't be objective enough to judge fairly the person who was accused of throwing the rock. These people are out there. I was stunned. I thought, I feel terrible for the kid too, but that doesn't mean this kid did it. I'm going to, I don't know, wait for it. Listen to the facts of the case presented and make my mind up. Holy moly, she did not, just because she felt bad for the victim, she was ready to convict this kid. I don't know if she ultimately made it onto the jury. I hope not. But there are lots of jurors out there who have various prejudices. We all do, we're people. But for her to say that she couldn't be a fair juror because she was so upset about the case, but you've got, forget about the case and what happened to this kid. It's terrible. It's important. But we have to make sure we evaluate all the evidence and make sure this is the kid who did it. And then later on, I walked out of court. The family members were out there. And I said, well, who, you know, is this the kid that threw the rock? And they said, well, we know he threw a rock. Good thing I wasn't on that jury. That's why they didn't have me on the jury. You better prove without beyond a reasonable doubt he threw the rock. 16-year-old kid. I'm not defending him if they were all acting like punks, but there's a difference between throwing a small rock versus a big rock. Anyway, I don't want to get all in the weeds on that, but I'm just making the point that it's not hard to find jurors who will let their emotions, I know this is breaking news here on the Tara Show, jurors will let their emotions get the best of them. They don't care about justice. They don't like that person, or they feel really bad for the victim. And in Trump's case, it's not going to be that hard for the DA to find a jury that hates Trump in New York. Not that hard. So you find those people, and they don't care. I hate Trump. It's like these people, you know, the Bill Kristols of the world and the George Conways of the world, these other people who are never Trumpers. You know, well, what's his name? Friend David, is David French? I think David French. He's never Trumpers. No matter what he does, he's horrible. He's a horrible human being. That's how they think. So I don't know if Trump could be convicted by a jury. It doesn't matter what the facts are, does it? It hasn't mattered what the facts are throughout Trump's presidency, even before he was elected. It's never matter what the facts are. They don't care. They hate him. He must be stopped. So I don't know what's going to happen. Be interesting to see. Text line is always open. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307, 71307. Although it's kind of funny when you think about it with Trump. He's kind of like the ping pong ball you can't drown, right? They keep piling it on. He popped back to the surface every single time with a smile on his face, doesn't he? God bless him. This guy is tough. Whatever you want to say about Trump, I voted for him twice. I support him. But whatever you say about Trump, you got to give it to him. I'd love to see most people be able to handle what's, you know, to withstand what's been thrown at him for the last 6 years. And I know some of this stuff he brings on himself with his dalliances. I get all that. But, you know, it's just stunning. And he just walks away smiling. And over the weekend, he's, you know, was raising his hand in the air and they were cheering him on because people love him. Any fair-minded person has to realize this is completely ridiculous. And New Yorkers should be more mad about how much money's been wasted on this thing. They've been doing this for 3 years, almost four. Just in New York, in this case. I mean, they just can't give it up. Wasted taxpayer money, that's for sure. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Tara. I wasn't going to talk about this morning, but I will, because I was just flipping through the Twitter feed, which, you know, you can say what you want to about Twitter. I do find it interesting. There's a lot of good news on there. I mean, look, I know it's a sewer. I get it. There's a lot of garbage on there. But you don't have to partake in that. I don't partake in that. You know, I don't deal with trolls or anything like that. I always find it amusing when people think they can get on there and say something nasty to you. I don't mean nasty, but rude, you know, and you care about their opinion. Like people you don't even know. I mean, there's a group of people whose opinion matters to me a lot. And then there are people I go, I don't even know you. Right? That's funny. So you don't have to engage in that kind of thing. And I don't. But there was a person, I'm not going to mention his name. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this morning. But I do want to just mention this part of it. He's a guy who actually had a website about Christians and vaccines. And I'm not sure how soon after COVID started, he created this website. And it was all about, he had a couple of people like Francis Collins and all these vax pushers, or these people pushing the poison dart, talking about this. And I actually had a Christian media company reach out to me. And they said, oh, well, so-and-so is available for interviews, because I do, you know, I like doing interviews with certain Christian people, depending on the situation or topics or whatever. So they tend to, I guess I must be on their email list. So they emailed me and they said, you know, he's available for interviews. And I said, uh-huh. I said, well, you tell him I'm happy to have him on, but he's going to have to answer some tough questions for me. Now, when I say tough questions, I'm not rude to people. I've interviewed everybody from drone protesters to hookers and mobsters and politicians. Aren't those last three the same? Yeah. So I can talk to anybody and be polite. So I'm never rude to anyone, whether I agree or not. But I said, I'm going to just let him know that I'm going to ask him, that I disagree with him, and I'm going to ask him some tough questions. Didn't hear a word after that. So I just saw a video online where he's basically talking about, I'm going to look at this whole video later, but basically he's been talking about the shot, poison dart, whatever you want to call it, and Christianity. And I have never seen this, and I am a Christian. I have never seen this as a Christian issue. And frankly, I think it's irresponsible to be a Christian and tell people they should take the shot or not take the shot because of their faith. To me, it's not a Christian issue. In my opinion, it's not. If you choose to take it, that's your choice. If you choose to not take it, that's your choice. But to use God to try to bully people into taking the shot or not taking it, oh, if you were a real Christian, you would never take the shot. Or if you're a Christian, you should take the shot. And I know people who've said that. To me, well, you know, I felt it was my responsibility as a church member to, okay, well, you go right on ahead. But it's astounding to me that people would, and this whole website was about trying to get Christians to take the shot. And like I said, this is a guy who wouldn't even come on my show and talk about, you know, take some tough questions. Like, well, how does this square with scripture, bud? Anything like that. And I don't know who's paying this guy. And I don't want to mention his name because I'm not going to give him the press. But I don't know who's paying him. You have to wonder about all these people. Is Big Pharma paying you? I don't know. I don't know. I used to have a guy at the beginning of COVID. I had a guy on a lot who was a pharmaceutical doctor of pharmacy. And he came on a lot. And he was pro-vaccine. In the very beginning of COVID, I had him on quite a bit. We talked about some other things, too. And he was a nice guy, an informative guy. But after COVID and all the, I mean, I suspected it wasn't a good thing. And then after all the things that happened to people, I just quit having him on. I don't dislike it, but I also don't want to beat him up on the air. And I'm not going to say, hey, what about this, this, and this, and this? And what about this happening? What's happening with that? And what about, because he's clearly a shill for Big Pharma. He's not a doctor, so. Not a medical doctor anyway. So, you know, I don't want to fight with people on the air, but I did say I will ask this guy some tough questions. I don't know how you can do that. how you can convince people that if they were Christians, if they really were followers of Christ or whatever your particular persuasion is, that that's what they would do. Makes no sense to me. Oh, and these people are going to have blood on their hands. The same with talk show hosts who pushed it. I know some talk show hosts, not going to mention their names either. But I know some talk show, I know some national talk show hosts who pushed it at first, and now they're like, oh, well, if I'd known then what I know now, uh-huh. Another national talk show host, biggest mistake I ever made, uh-huh. Well, how many people did you send to their deaths because you decided to tell everybody they should take the shot? Not that everyone's going to die from the shot. I'm not saying that. But how many, how dare you make a medical pronouncement? You're a talk show host. You're not qualified. You can talk about other treatments and things like that. I know Tara's been great about that. God bless her. She's been very bold to talk about other treatments that are, you know, FDA approved, and I've done the same thing, and that's important. But how dare you to, oh, well, I think everyone should take the shot. I know talk show hosts who said that. And some of them are standing by their points of view, and some of them are back, you know, well, if I'd known then what I know now, uh-huh. I have no respect for that at all, because you were out of your lane. You're a talk show host. You know, I would never tell somebody what to do medically. I have my opinions about it, as you can tell, my slant on it, my personal slant, but I have never told a friend not to take a shot, or a listener not to take a shot, or to take a shot, or anything like that. I mean, that's absolutely not in my lane, not in my purview at all. But these hosts, and some of them have done this, and they have blood on their hands as far as I'm concerned. They'll be accountable one day, that's for sure. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Tara.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.